This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we have been picking away little by little, and we'll get into his interview, which I thought was very revealing, with Ryan Clark on the Pivot podcast, because it was as good of a glimpse of who he is and what the Bears are getting as I think that we have heard from him audibly. I also think that I want to begin with looking at your deep dive into what the Bears are prepared to do to make it an environment conducive to winning and success for him, as you wrote in Sunday Chicago Tribune. Dan, I thought that was it was a good, I mean, and long summary of what exactly the Bears have done or tried to do to get to this point, and what why maybe people need to understand that this is, they're ready for this. And I think if they're not, they're never going to be. But I really thought that it came through that the Bears have prepared for this opportunity in a way that makes you feel confident that I almost like chuckle saying, like, they can handle Caleb Williams.
Well, look, like I told you when I was down in Orlando for the league meetings, that I just had a sense from being around Ryan Poles, from being around Kevin Warren, from talking to George McCaskey and Matt Eberflus, really, you just sense that Ryan has had a handle on where he's wanted to go with a lot of different things for a long time. And I really do appreciate his calm confidence and his ability to articulate it in a way that makes you understand his approach to things and what he's looking for and how he's looking to not just make a pick, but to make a pick. And as you mentioned, set that pick up for an ideal level success. Now, I'll be honest with you, I still have some questions. I still don't know whether the nest, as some people would call it, that's around Caleb Williams is entirely suitable to launching him to new heights. But I think also some of this bet here is that Caleb Williams is going to launch himself to new heights and that they'll be able to go along for that ride with him. I think in the story that I wrote for Sunday's Tribune that you mentioned, it was just kind of a deeper look at what the Bears are signing up for and what Caleb Williams is signing on to be a part of, and now how that's going to mesh. We'll chronicle that from here, but obviously we're able to go forth from this point forward, knowing that, again, that union's taking place this week.
What still concerns you about the Bears from that perspective? I understand it's almost like you spend enough time around the team covering the Bears and its inherent cynicism, and it's kind of earned and appropriate. But I just wonder what have they not done adequately enough in your mind, or do you think gives you still a little bit of pause?
No, I just think there's some leap of faith, psychology here to some of this, because look, like, you have to make sure that questions that weren't adequately answered in January don't just get brushed aside because we get lost in the excitement for the talent and the potential that Caleb Williams brings to the table. If I asked you right now to tell me the last season that Matt Eberflus will coach the Chicago Bears, I don't know what number you'd give me. Like, what year would you give me that he's going to get to at least 2026? Is he going to get to at least 2000? So there's, I think there's a lack of clarity with a defensive-minded coach who hasn't yet checked the boxes, proving himself to all of Chicago and the rest of the league that he's the guy that's going to be able to lead them to multiple championships. Along with that, I think you zoom out on the quarterback's room and you're taking a leap of faith in Shane Waldron. You're taking a leap of faith in Kerry Joseph. You're taking a leap of faith in Thomas Brown. You're taking a leap of faith in your guy, Brett Rypien. And so there's many leaps of faith that are needed here.
So, okay, that's interesting because I'm thinking about this as you're talking, and the comparisons will be lofty to Caleb Williams coming to Chicago, coming to the Bears, and it will be for sports fans in the city. They'll be told that this is as big as, you know, Chris Bryant to the Cubs, Tazen Kane to the Blackhawks, Michael Jordan maybe even to the Bulls. And in those situations I reference, let's go Frank Thomas to the White Sox, okay? All kinds of things, and I'm referencing championship scenarios. Because let's face it, you're doing this, why? To win a championship. I don't think you need to win eight like Caleb Williams projected, but you want to win a championship. You'll be a legend forever. And I think that when you ask that question specifically about Matt Eberflus, I don't get too caught up on that because I think that we want everything to happen immediately. We want to project into, like, could this work to win a Super Bowl in 2024 or 2025, or will he be here in 2026? All the other examples that I cited as I went through them in my head, like the coaches, you know,
they become insignificant.
They're insignificant. You know, Kane and Taze were playing for Dennis Savard when they came into the league. He got fired. Joe Quenneville, they win a cup. Michael Jordan, how many coaches did he go through before was ready to ascend?
Stan Albeck, Doug Collins.
The history. Jackson. We all know it by heart. I mean, Frank Thomas with the White Sox, and, you know, Chris Bryant for Ricky Renteria. Then he was Renteria'd as it became a verb in Chicago. Joe Maddon was the coach. So I think at some point in time, you do understand that the realities of pro sports, the coaches are always more interchangeable than the superstars. And Caleb Williams is coming here to be a superstar, and I'm not really too caught up on who the head coach is right now.
Well, look, and that's why you push your chips in, because you believe that this player can elevate everyone around him regardless of some of the infrastructure that's around him. What I'm saying, just as a slight counter argument, is you just want to make sure that you're not rebooting a year from now, right?
Right.
Like, I think that's Chicago's greatest fear, is you're going to do the same thing that you did with Mitch, the same thing you did with Justin, the same thing you did in some ways with Jay Cutler when he played with six play callers in eight seasons time here in Chicago. And you just don't want that constant churn and that constant turnover. But I'm glad that you articulated that point, because I do think that if you get a star is going to be a star, and they're going to find a way to rise above all that. And hopefully we don't have to worry about that and spend, you know, Novembers and Decembers of lost seasons going, oh God, how could they have done this better? Look how badly they wronged him, this and that, you know. And we look back on this and we go, yeah, the guy was a star. It was a no-brainer pick. And thank God they made it instead of trying to get cute.
Thank God they made it instead of trying to get cute. And thank God the season will suddenly matter more than the off season, because enough of that stuff.
I'll say this. One thing that was interesting to me and some of the feedback to my story was you never know what, particularly out of a long write like that people are going to glom onto. And I got a lot of feedback on the finishing chapter about Mason Poles, Ryan Poles' son, who's, I believe his 11th birthday is on Tuesday of draft week, which is a nice way to celebrate a birthday. Hey kid, we got you a new quarterback. You're just going to have to wait till Thursday to get him. But so look, like, Ryan was very forthright in saying that Mason was heartbroken when they traded Justin Fields. He had, like much of Chicago, really enjoyed watching Justin play. Unlike much of Chicago, he had a relationship with Justin Fields. He knew him firsthand. He dressed as him for Halloween. He would go to Hallis Hall and pass him in the hallway, and they could have conversation. And so he was crushed when Justin Fields was sent to Pittsburgh. And then I, at one point, just asked Ryan, I said, that, you know, as you were trying to sell him on why this decision made sense, did you eventually just send him to the, you know, fifth grader's paradise, which is YouTube, and tell him to look up Caleb Williams highlights? And he said, indeed I did. And now Caleb is his background screen on his phone. And so for me, that was it, right? Like, welcome to Chicago. Here's a case study in how to turn the page. Go watch some YouTube highlights, get excited, and put the guy on your phone.
I mean, you did a lot of great reporting and picking what to accentuate and all those things, but that was the best part. I mean, that was the most memorable part, is like, if, you know, it's almost like, you think if this 11-year-old kid can find a way to get over Justin Fields, certainly the Grabowski who sits in the upper deck, and a guy who had the, you know, poster and the devotion and called, you know, the score 5 days a week to, you know, say that Justin Fields deserves to be the starter. Those guys didn't get over it too, because it's time. It's inevitable. That seems like such a long time ago. The end of the regular season seems like it was last year. It just is crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.